the conditional response of how you respond within a heart matter. That's how it applies to an emotion. Love's not, love is a force field, but you do have emotion that are channeled through what you call the heart chakra.
So the psychology of humans is anchored in the emotions of the heart when they're a little man. That's what you're saying.
That's how you see them. That's how you see them, yes.
Yeah, it's the best of the little man is his heart and how he gauges reality through the heart, right? That's the best of the little man.
Exactly.
Right. So then the ascending person ends up like Thoreau, disappearing from the world of emotion, going out and being by themselves in the woods. That's when you start to activate the hypothalamus, and that's what a lot of monks in Buddhism or Hinduism, they record these anomalies and strange hallucinations they have. That's the activating of the hypothalamus?
Yes.
And they eventually learn that they've been going through the cell. That's what the ascended Buddhist or Hindu or meditator or yogi realizes. It's cellular, not the hypothalamus. Is that correct to say that?
Basically.
Yeah.
And then when it gets cellular, that's when chromosome 14 is triggered. Right, Ion?
And that's when that conversation then applies. Now, we would say chromosome 14 has to do with every aspect of your body, but then that's from an ascended standpoint. But from a little man standpoint, we keep parse it down until you get to the cell. If you can't apply it to a cell, it's like a simple blood test. How are you going to check the bilirubin if you don't have a blood draw? You don't need every drop of blood from your body, but you do need a draw.
Yeah.
Anything else say that, Carol?
No, so chromosome 14, the ascended person is always activated, but there seems to be sequence to get to your hypothalamus and then to your cells, and then you start it.
How about Carol? I got something to say right at that point.
No.
The chromosome 14 activates the... I guess stop it there. We went over the hour, so we probably screwed up the connection. So I'm going to take it back. Let's see if anybody's got anything to say at this point.
All participants are now unmuted.
It's really thick, Bob, as usual. They released a lot. You also gave a clue about their. You said that they gave a definition of the cloud a few weeks ago,
yes,
and that the cloud is not a chip body. That's pretty revelating.
Yeah, it's created by ion somehow.
Yeah. And Carolyn's discussion about the minerals, that there's some multiple systems triggering cell activity. She asked about minerals. Were the minerals tweaking the frequency? And then she mentioned, or is it a multiple system? And ion said it's multiple systems, so it's not just the minerals, it's the minerals and other systems of the body that's triggering the cell activity.
Yeah.
Just so you know, I remembered something and I found a note. 2 weeks ago, Chad asked about the epicardium, which is the layer in the pericardium. And Ion told him that the epicardium is between ring 4 and the heart of the angel diagram.
Right.
So there's a connection between the pericardium, the angel diagram, and the heart. So it's really condensed information with a lot of puzzle pieces to pull together. Also, in that last clip, Ion talked about the blood with Carolyn about the cellular via chromosome 14. He said you need a blood draw to get the bilirubin, and they gave us a definition of bilirubin last year. So there's another puzzle piece to what we're headed towards.
Great. Let's see. When you're talking about the heart and the pericardium, remember the pericardium is part of the heart.
Yes.
I know. I think you said the pericardium, the heart, and something else. So when you say the heart, you mean the pericardium?
Yes.
No? Okay.
Yes, well, I asked him about the, because I asked him to clarify what he went with Chad about. He said it's the visceral layer between the two, and I asked Ion, was the difference between the heart and the pericardium, and they said yes. And then he said there's no difference between the fourth ring and the heart.
Did you say that Ion said that there was a difference between the heart and the pericardium?
I asked Ion, is the pericardium the visceral layer between the heart and the pericardium? Because the week before, Ion told Chad that
the epicardium is the layer between the heart and the pericardium?
The epicardium is the layer between the heart and the pericardium. It's a layer of the pericardium.
Okay. Then what would you say?
And then I asked Ion, because they just left it with Chad. They said it, meaning the pericardium, the epicardium, is the visceral layer between the two. And then I asked them the next week and said, what is the epicardium, the visceral layer between the heart and the pericardium? And Ion said yes. And then I asked about ring four, and they said there's no difference between the fourth ring of the angel diagram and the heart.
Hmm. Okay. So we went over the top of the hour. I guess I can't go back that far. Here's another number. Would you like to say something? Someone who just came, just unmuted? No.
Hey, Bob.
Susanna. Who's that? Hey, Susanna.
Susanna.
Are you aware of what we're doing tonight? Have you been listening?
Yes. I heard last night the epic session.
Yes. You heard the beginning the first time through.
I didn't catch it all, but I'm glad you're playing it again.
Yeah, we're getting the benefit of Bert's memory of different aspects that he remembered, which is pretty good. So, yeah, we're going along here. Went over the top of the hour. I hope there weren't too many words missed. You can hear it on the first time through, I guess. But
can I make a comment?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I just wanted to say that I've been re-listening to chapter 22 of Revelations,
yeah.
And it talks about the 12 foundations, and the conversation starts with Jasper, the first level, and Ion was saying, well, look up the mass and the weight of Jasper. I looked it up. And Jasper is silicon dioxide.
Wow. Remember, when you say Revelations, it's singular. It's the book of Revelation.
Revelation.
Singular. You should know that. Because many people just say Revelations. But it's not plural.
Revelation.
One big revelation.
Full of revelation. Oh, is it? Is that one? Is this one big revelation, not many?
Yeah, it knocks you off, gets you on the way to the Garden of Eden.
Okay.
That's very good. What do you connect to silicon dioxide?
Well, it's interesting that the talk is about minerals being the... Well, it's also mentioned about the blood being the conduit for the, blood is the conduit for the conductivity, and the minerals is all part of getting that conductivity, I think, activated. This is me speculating, but that's part of the whole process of getting the chromosome 14 activated. But so that's just the way I'm thinking as far as my...
Yeah, but when we talk about getting the chromosome 14 activated, it's always working and activating. See, we're not trying to get it activated.
Well, but there is something that has to become activated to is it awareness? It seems like it's almost a multi-level thing, whether it's awareness.
No. The chromosome 14 is always working, just like all the other chromosomes are doing their part.
But activating whatever, but the catalyst of the chromosome 14 to activate whatever else in the environment.
Too many uses of the word activate. Look, the chromosome 14 is always doing things. What regular scientific knowledge doesn't know its role and doesn't know that the RNA drops, you could then say maybe activate, or they fine-tune, or they take advantage of what the chromosome 14 does. Now, if you're crude, you say the RNA drops activate chromosome 14. No, they just make sure it gets the information to alter the DNA.
Right. Well,
I do not think we should.
Okay, no more activation, but there was a lot of discussion before about resonance and about frequency and about magnetism and looking at the resonance is I had to pull out my notes just before I have this conversation because I can't remember correctly. But there's a correlation between light and magnetism and frequency that I think has to come together or works together to do something on the cellular level and on the in our environment as well.
Well, let's remember that you don't want to try to do anything. You're not running around trying to activate this or that.
No. It's all coming together of a cycle of a lining up.
It's already lined up. It's just that chemotherapy isn't going to help. RNA drops will help. RNA drops, maybe they have the frequency. I know they have a lot of carbons, so that helps the magnetism in the cell, and that's the super sugar. And then the chromosome 14 is the tuning fork. Now, you're going to learn about the tuning fork way down the line here. Maybe if you heard...
Oh, okay.
No,
I heard it before. I heard the back end. I didn't hear the beginning. Is this more towards the beginning, what you're saying?
Yeah, you get to hear the musical, the tone part.
Oh, okay.
The tuning of the tones. Okay, and these things are happening all along. I don't know what you say about the RNA drops. They make the tuning have better. You could call that maybe activating, but we should ask Ion when to use the word activate. What is being activated? Because you start going running around trying to make everything activate, there's your effort, and that gets in the way of things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was very good. Let's carry on. And
yes.
There may be some words missed at the top of the hour, but what can we do about it? We're doing well as is. I'll move it back just slightly. Oh, no, I don't. We've moved along. Okay. Did I stop it?
You stopped it before the top of the hour, I think.
Yeah. So move it back just slightly. Okay, start here.
How you going to check the bilirubin if you don't have a blood draw? You don't need every drop of blood from your body, but you do need a draw.
I got to mute people. I lost the mute button. I've got to bring it back in. Sorry. I clicked it off by accident. Let me get this. Okay, there it is. Okay, I'll mute everybody.
All participants are now muted.
Yeah.
Anything else say that, Carol?
No, so chromosome 14 in the ascended person is always activated, but there seems to be sequence to get to your hypothalamus and then to your cells, and then you start it.
How about, Carol? I guess I'm saying right at that point.
No.
The chromosome 14 activates problems, too.
Yeah, exactly what I was going to say. So it is activated in little man as well. But are we saying it's activated for ascension at a certain point in little man where they can start turning it?
I'm going back further. See what happens here.
Basically.
Yeah.
And then when it gets cellular, that's when chromosome 14 is triggered. Right, Ion?
And that's when that conversation then applies. Now, we would say chromosome 14 has to do with every aspect of your body, but then that's from an ascended standpoint. But from a little man standpoint, we keep parse it down until you get to the cell. If you can't apply it to a cell, it's like a simple blood test. How are you going to check the bilirubin if you don't have a blood draw? You don't need every drop of blood from your body, but you do need a draw.
Yeah.
Anything else say that, Carol?
No. So chromosome 14 in the ascended person is always activated, but there seems to be sequence to get to your hypothalamus and then to your cells, and then you start it.
How about, Carol? I guess I'm saying right at that point.
No.
The chromosome 14 activates problems, too.
Yeah, exactly what I was going to say. So it is activated in little man as well. But are we saying it's activated for ascension at a certain point in little man where they can start turning those negative things off, Ion?
The chromosome 14 doesn't deal with emotions.
We don't think they're negative. We just think they're not understood by the little man.
Right. The little man takes the action of the action of the chromosome 14 and relates it to the heart mechanism, the very thing that Christina does. They filter it through the heart and the emotions of culture. You like that statement, Ion? The little man, all that he attributes to the values of the heart, as Christina lays out, and that she says that little man lost, and hopefully we now, the little man retrieves the heart values, that should be attributed to chromosome 14, but little man doesn't know that. Is chromosome 14 the interface between physical and non-physical?
The same way that Anne Cranny Francis talked about the significance of touch.
Right. I don't know her name, but she's a 20th century writer.
Dude.
Right. So, yeah, let's bring in touch. You define tactility as contrast. You say there's no tactility in the non-physical. Is there a tactile glimmer in the action of the chromosome 14, which is what Christina says tactility is one of the useful words in describing the interface of the heart between physical and non-physical. You know, granted, that's not the correct thing, but
Derek calls the point of being a feeling of one's presence in one's own life.
Yeah, that's the first line, and I think his introduction in the book.
As opposed to a point of view.
Yes.
To see, you have a shift from the visual to the perceptive to tactile.
Yes. This is good. So the calling, the little man is stuck with a point of view, and the more comprehensive view is the point of being. Would you include the point of becoming within being, and wouldn't keep it static at the point of being phrase?
Well, now you're getting into perceptions and attitudes.
That's where it comes into. And those aren't connected to the heart or the function of the heart. What part of the body are those functions of tactile interplay of perceptions and perspective?
The part that divide or parse objectivity and subjectivity.
Is that the cortex? Does that?
Well, in transducive tactile sensation, it would.
Right, but that's not where that doesn't go on. That dichotomy does not go on in the hypothalamus, what you're saying.
That's correct.
Right.
It either is or is not.
Beg your pardon?
It either is or is not.
Right, and is that part, what you're describing there, is that part of the autonomic systems? I assume not.
Correct.
That's because it's the layer of the cortex, we call, isn't it? The part that begins with L. What's the front part called, Carol? The lobial? Forget the phrase.
Frontal lobe.
The lobes.
Lobes, yeah.
Is that where this split action happens, in the lobes, Ion?
No, in the hypothalamus.
We just said it didn't go in the hypothalamus. I'm talking about the subjectivity.
It goes through
the hypothalamus.
That's long term. That'd be the back lobe, secondary lobe.
Oh, is that long term memory and short term memory?
Yes.
Yeah. So where are the lobes, Carol? Say it again.
Short term memory is in the frontal lobe. Long term memory in the back.
Yeah, Carol, these lobes are in the front of the skull, right?
There's a bunch of lobes. It's just a word for the different lobes. There's, like Ion said, the frontal, occipital, parietal, temporal.
That's lobe talk.
That's lobe talk.
Yeah. So what do you call the cortex?
Interloping.
Interloping. Yeah, but what about the role of the cortex? Isn't that a later development of the brain, usually?
No, it's just there's the cortex brain is just it's the outer layer. The cerebral cortex. So you've got the cerebral lobe, and the cortex of the cerebral lobe is divided into sections.
Is that the world of Mortar? Is that created by Mortar, Ion?
Words.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
What did he just say? Did he say words?
Yes, he did. He said words. We're pretty sure of it. We think we heard it.
Yeah.
Sorry if that was your third person.
Let me restate that. The cerebrum or cortex is the largest part of the human brain, and then that's divided into the lobes. Oops. Got it?
Yeah. So I'm talking about, I think one of the lobes deals with culture, with word overlay, what we call social mortar. That's where this split between subjectivity and objectivity eventually shows up, Ion, or even though it starts going through the hypothalamus first?
In terms of society, it is attitude. The weakest but most precise expression of one's deposition towards and disposition towards the world. It's the equivalent force.
And that happens in the cortex?
It can.
It can. Does it happen in the hypothalamus?
It's triggered there.
Triggered there.
Bob, let me read some of my chromosome 14 notes to see if we can get drill down a bit on that. I start with, it's not the physical we are most interested in with RNA drops, it's the non-physical. So when the physical cuts off from non-physical, chromosome 14 is activated and creates a craving or addiction. The converse is that when physical and non-physical are united, chromosome 14 is activated to perfect our 144,000 double strands of DNA. Chromosome 14 is a place where the memory or the re-memory of an actual cell can and does replicate and corrects any strata or anomaly that the messenger RNA confers up to and not past chromosome 14. Ayn says, activate the deity in themselves. I say, is there something else on the medical level you can tell us? Ayn says, understanding cellular biology and its applied interface with the non-physical. Everybody's talking about stem cell research, cellular biology, and all these new and high-minded things, which is no different than allowing cells to reproduce themselves in your own beingness.
Is that Ayn or you?
Ayn. Chromosome 14.
Yeah, that's classic Ayn.
And then Ayn, activating non-physical will have an effect on cellular biology. So there's it. There it is. There's your cells. Chromosome 14 on the cells. You want more?
No, let's just deal with that. Where is that process he's describing in any of the autonomic systems?
It's in all of them.
Okay. And that includes the lymph nodes, the lymphates, and the lysine as major factors?
Well, lipid isn't lysine. Those are different kinds of things. But if all those connectors connect, then they would be connected. So they could be put in the same casket at the same time. So, yes.
So what do you come up with, Carol?
I guess we still don't know, I mean, the how-to of it all, because it's important.
Okay, take these three autonomic systems.
Uh-huh.
They have cells in them. They are the first of the fallen state moving into tri-dimensionality and starting to create a meat-sack prison, since non-physical will be instant and already happening like the neutrino. To approximate that in a visualization with something that moves very fast, like the autonomic systems. So the autonomic systems precede the hypothalamus. Is that correct, Ayn? In building the human 3D body image, which is a fallen condition.
See, we do it from the top side down, not the bottom side up. So we would see it a little bit different. We would go with perfect imperfection more than we would the other way.
What is a biological reflection of perfect imperfection?
Little man trying to tell you why they're not God.
Why they're not what?
God.
Us? God. So the words and the communication is the first fallen state from the cellular, even though the cellular is a limited image, but we're saying the cell is what we are, so that includes our God self. So when you start using words, you're interrupting the action of the cells. Is that correct? Interloping.
Yep. We'd buy that for $1. Can't have dead space on the air, Bob. Ah, Bob got knocked out. This is great. Sing that song of Sixpence. Yes. Hello? Earth Albert. Pickles? Pickles? Fresh pickles?
Who, is everyone unmuted, or is it just me? I heard the unmute thing go.
Bob got shook. Bob got shook out. He's very cross because he doesn't even know he's off. That's what's funny. some riffraff, Dolce and Gabbana. What do y'all think? Or Roar. That'd be fun.
Roar is fun by Katy Perry.
Yeah. Did you get Perfect Imperfection?
Yes. And I looked up the lyrics.
Well, tell us those lyrics. We can really beat Bob's tongue and talk about what we want to talk about. Wouldn't that be fun?
Sure. So it's by Kevin Gates. I wear my emotions on my sleeve, you know what I'm saying? I've always been like that my whole life, man. If I fuck with you, I'm all the way out there. If I don't fuck with you, I don't mind you knowing I don't fuck with you. So you want to talk about that part, Ian?
That's yummy.
Okay. Did you unmute Eliza? Ion?
We didn't
what?
Say. We didn't say. We wanted
say,
to talk
yeah.
about perfect imperfection, and we were. God told God to take me, crying because I prayed won't bring it back to me. They say that my life is amazing. Funny, but the question was how I made it. The world would treat you.
Yeah, Carolyn, do you want to hear the lyrics of Perfect Imperfection, or should we go back to our topic and do the lyrics later?
No, let's just do the lyrics now or play the song.
No, I'm not playing the song. We already played it. Here's the lyrics. I wear my emotions
really
on my sleeve.
He really did say it. He really did.
He did say it, right. Here's what he said. I wear my emotions on my sleeve. You know what I'm saying? I've always been like that my whole life, man. If I fuck with you, I'm all the way out there. If I don't fuck with you, I don't mind you knowing I don't fuck with you. Breaking down a key of coke, I ain't never seen a boat. Kaza got circumcised thinking I'm a need a load. Booby, he a shooter, hit the top of your medulla. That's your brain. Is that part of your brain? From a scooter with a Ruger, I don't think you even need a scope. Attending college been a goal that I'm after. Evaded doing life without parole, wearing shackles. I'm only fucking with what matters. A washed up rapper talking trash doesn't matter. Front windshield of the car when it shatters. My nigga brains blown out land in my lap. Told God, take me. Everybody blamed me. Praying till I'm prayed out won't bring him back. They say my life is amazing. Funny being a question, kind of wonder how I made it. Forrest Gump, that's me. Yeah, that side ended. Let's see. Unmute everybody.
All participants are now unmuted.
Kurt, any ideas?
Bob, did I hear correctly that you asked Ion about words of communication being the first fallen state from the cellular, and they said yes?
Yeah, I'm going to develop that coming up, but you got the cellular, then you start to complexify. You'll hear the reason coming up. And so before you get the autonomic system, which is faster than the heart, which comes before the super thalamus, I think, you have words.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, words are the first layering. Additional layering as you descend. Okay, but that's going to be talked a bit more. So,
okay.
That's coming up. Anybody got anything else to say? So far it's pretty good.
Yeah, did you get what they said about the part that divides objectivity and subjectivity? Is it the hypothalamus?
At first it wasn't. And then I was trying to put it in the cortex, but then because I didn't have the words rapidly enough, it got all bogged down and got distracted in defining it, and then Ian ended up saying the split was in it. But it may not have been the split that I meant. So that is not precise. I'm not sure. Because you'll hear Ian when I kind of object. He goes, oh, yeah, that's right. And he says something, but we don't hear what he says. So, yes, it's not clear where the split between subjectivity and objectivity goes. I see that as a cultural thing. I see that on the cortexual levels or the lobes in the front of the brain.
Yeah,
or,
you know, yeah. He went into the lobes itself. Right after, and then short-term and long-term memory, so that just went a little in a different direction.
That's where I'm thinking it is. It may have been established, but that remains to be asked again, unless we get more from it coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, well.
And Bob, it sounds like emotions are play a role in how we allow them to interfere almost.
Yes. Yeah.
The song Perfect Imperfection started out by him talking about his emotions. He wears his emotions on his
interlocutories.
Sorry. Say the last words.
The song was started off by saying that he wears his emotions on his sleeve.
Yes, yeah. You'll find, I'll read a little more, he's got brain anatomy in there. He has a lot of the themes.
The medulla, yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of the themes that we're talking about are in his lyrics. It's a long song. And which song is that? That Kevin Gates.
The Perfect Imperfection.
Yeah, Kevin Gates. Ian gave me that, you know, 24 hours ago, long time ago. He gave me that song to play when I was organizing my music Friday night. And it turns out to resonate with a lot, or just has a lot of the word references that we've been talking about. That's what's interesting.
But they also mentioned, they said Perfect Imperfection to Chad 2 weeks ago.
Ah, yeah. So it's almost like...
When they were discussing the heart.
Ah, okay. So Ian saw what we were going to be talking about, and so threw that song at me, which I eventually played to begin the show. So yeah, there's a fine composition there by Ian. Arrangement, conducting, engineering, whatever. So, okay, we're ready to try the next hour. Let me mute.
All participants are now muted.
Okay. Sorry, I picked the wrong one. Okay, May 16th. I don't know why that. May 16th. I was reading the lyric.
All participants are now unmuted.
When the hour ran out, right?
Yeah, you stopped it right in the middle of the lyrics.
Yeah, so why is this song, I don't know what's going on here, why isn't continuing me reading the lyrics in the next hour? Okay, check this. Okay, May 16th, part 5.
Interloquing as in interlocutories.
You. Break taking down a key of coke. I ain't never seen a boat. Kaza got circumcised thinking I'm a need a load. Booby, he a shooter, hit the top of your medulla. That's your brain. Is that part of your brain? From a scooter with a Ruger, I don't think he even need a scope. Attending college been a goal that I'm after. Evaded doing life without parole, wearing shackles. I'm only fucking with what matters. A washed up rapper talking trash doesn't matter. Front windshield of the car when it shatters. My nigga brains blown out, land in my lap. Told God, take me. Right. Everybody blamed me. Praying till I'm prayed out won't bring him back. They
but
say my life is amazing.
Brains, Bob.
Funny
it's
being a question, kind of wonder how I made it. Forrest Gump, that's me.
What'd you say, Gene? Somebody was saying something.
I didn't say anything, Bob.
Oh, okay.
Not me.
On the recording. Okay, so I'll mute everybody. Summary.
All participants are now muted.
Into music or something in the next hour. That's the problem. There's a mistake.
Interloping as in interlocutories.
Okay, but that's in.
There's a mistake in the Ed's layout. So I think I'm going to have to go to Achieve Radio at the next hour. It goes to back to May 9th. May 9th. Radio. Got to go to the show host list. Click here. So, wow. I think this is it.
That's something in common. The world treat you different when you make it. Then, we ain't booted off of Molly. We don't do shrooms. All we do is pass gas loud. Excuse who? Twin turbo 911 make it vroom vroom. We in all black, my mechanic make the tool move. Say you sip lean. Yeah, I do too. I ain't trying to hit your cup, nigga. Do you? I ain't trying to hit your cup, nigga. Do you? I'm Michael Jackson. I'm reincarnated. I channel the spirit like Ali the Greatest, smoking some more marijuana. Am I medicated? Aerosmith jaded. You know, Ian's been quoting Aerosmith jaded throughout the night. I assume that's a song by Aerosmith? I don't know. Aerosmith jaded. She looked like Nala when she got on top of me. I gazed in her eyes and responded, can we go half on a baby? Can we go half on a baby? Broke another fingernail scratching up my back. Navel to the ceiling when I'm pushing on her pelvis. See my tattoo of Elvis when I'm tearing up her cat. Man, she tap. I'm a perfect imperfection. My craft has been perfected. I just need affection emotionally. I'm an introvert, but it come off as aggression. No one understand me, and everybody can't be slow. It's refreshing. Remember how Ian talked about people being slow, Carol? It's refreshing to find someone who thinks like me, so I can't be wrong. I'm a perfect imperfection, and I don't find interest in the radio. Sometime I get high, watch the time pass by like away we go. Sometime I get high, watch the time pass by like away we go. Is it okay to cry when you're dying inside? Seem like codeine is the one thing that helped take my mind from the lies. Point the flame in my brain with the full clip. Drake and Gates do his thing, he don't bullshit. You know, Drake said Gates do his thing, he don't bullshit. Drake is a top rapper right now, girl. I think he's Canadian. All you other niggers rap about is bullshit. Hit the studio on drugs when you get all in your feelings. The hurt, getting into your heart. Look into your eyes, nigga. You ain't ever lived, but always talking because the dope nigga ever had heartache. Ever lost money, learned how to cook oil-based. Ever lost money, learned how to cook oil-based. Ever grind hard trying to pay for your lawyer. Get him paid off and you still go to jail. And that bitch that you love, don't pick up when you call her. Fucking with your nigga when you get out and you dog her. Going with your mood with a nigger, you don't argue. Came here to die in the game. I'm retarded. No, it's got a name. No, it's got a name. I ain't knowing what to call it. Mama, three-way, the call, chopping game. Me and 40 Freeman, I look up to you, nigga. Is that what that? What's that guy's name? Morgan Freeman? Maybe that's who he's referring to. Freeman, who seems to be into Ion a bit. Morgan Freeman, I look up to you, nigga, and I love you. What, Ion? Do?
Yes, he's sort of always face God in the movie.
Right. I know you lost your parents, but with me you got a brother. Malachi and Chris and Trap. Cousin Lil Quick. Cousin Lil Quick telling me he want to rap. Uptown BZ. That'd be Lil B? Uptown BZ and the White House administration. Get the paper. Had to see Tyree's in the scrap. When his seatbelt strap make it hard to lean back. Sitting up straight in the car with the shades on. Young Seven with the Jensen now, my main man gone. I was doing time up in Rivers when he came home. Now I'm waiting on a nigger for the get out of line. No drive-by, we jump out and dump where you grind. Excuse me, I meant to say where you spend time. You too scared to hustle, you're just wasting time. I used to play nice with Khalil and Jackington, or Jackington, and his brother, fuck with the ones who's against me. Stop making threats, because I swear I hate living. You say you don't like me well, shut up or kill me. That's a subgenius statement, almost. Shut up or kill me. You say you don't like me, well, shut up or kill me. Bitch, shut up or kill me. And it goes into the hook. I'm a perfect imperfection. So, Ion, that seems to summarize all the themes that we've discussed the past hour and a half or so on the realm of the heart as an emotional zone. And Ion sent me that. Yes, ta-da. Ion sent me that song late yesterday, ready for today.
Yesterday.
So he knew what was coming.
Ready for yesterday. Yeah, because, see, and what you did is you took in the moniker and it just laid out what was already happening, but you'd have never dreamed or believed that you could have achieved these marks from that place.
Yeah, we wouldn't believe that all that we talked about technically, Christina's quotes and your responses, we wouldn't believe it was in Kevin Gates' lyrics. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Yeah. So, Carol, let's go back to the scientific talk. Let's leave Kevin Gates' territory. We know he's wrapped it all up. I mean, is Kevin Gates trying to, he's wrapping up the little man condition he was in, and he's defining properly how to ascend. Is that what he's doing in that song?
Pouring the syrup, yes.
Okay. So that's the word level we just left off at, Carolyn. That's the word covering up the cell. Those are word expressions by Kevin.
Yeah, but didn't we just leave off saying that the less words you say, the better? Because once you start saying words, do you get yourself in trouble, or you can do the opposite?
Well, you create when you say words.
So do ascended people just not talk? They've arrived and they don't want to mess it up?
They don't.
No, they know how to talk, right?
No, they take oh, Lord, we've broken Bob's addiction. He ceased speaking well. Now we've learned Bob how to talk right.
Yeah, you were saying, though, the ascended doesn't speak?
The ascended speaks, but doesn't have very much to say.
Ascended
all the time, and it's interesting because they mostly just poke and look at the little man and look at him.
What did you say, Carol?
Missed that. I was looking at something.
Yeah, check your echo there, Ion. You're getting a bit of bad resonance on your mic.
New echo. New echo. Old echo. Pouring the syrup. Yes.
Yeah, but are you saying, does the ascended person only speak to angels?
No, they mostly speak to other ascended ones.
Does it include a lot of mental gesture, what we call ESP?
No. Let's say this again. The ascended speak mostly to ascended humans.
Right. I was looking for the phrase mental nonverbal gesture. Is that how they communicate, or do they actually use words?
No. They can speak. They can do that as well. And they can just directing notions.
Yeah. Now, is that, and then the next layer, after the word layer of the fallen process, is the speedy autonomic systems?
Okay.
See, that's how you create the 3D body count. Words, then the autonomic systems, and then I think they say that the fetus count starts with the heart.
Hmm.
You ever heard of that? That's the first organ made.
Could be true, yeah.
But there would be the autonomic systems before that, right? Wouldn't there be some kind of pathways made first?
Yeah.
Right. So, Ion, is the heart the first organ? Beg your pardon?
From ascended to little man or little man to ascended?
Ascended, we're falling. So ascended to little man starts layering structures over itself, over the shell, the cell. You got the cell, then you've got the words, then you got the autonomic systems.
Pericardium is the first thing that divides.
Right.
Yeah, it says the blood and circulatory system powered by the heart together form the first organ system to develop.
But the autonomic systems happen before.
The little man up, the heart happens first, but from big man down, it happens last.
Right. The autonomic systems come before the heart when you're going ascended down to little man, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So then the heart is the first organ. Where does the hypothalamus come in this sequence from ascended to little man?
It's a tiny little part. It's a flicker, a match tip, a trinket that is applied later in what you call creation.
Do you get that, Carol?
No.
Was that the little gap in we were discussing in the heart? You know, the peridial and the this and the that, that little electrical current or something in the gap in the pericardium, in that structure with the sac? And, you know, remember we were talking about the heart and the pericardium in that little interval place?
Yeah, the little membrane between them.
Yeah, is that what you just referred to, Ion?
I think you were talking about the hypothalamus.
Hypothalamus.
So
it's very tiny, so it's just going to be a little blip. But I'm
the hypothalamus is very tiny.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Bitty, 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 bitty.
All right, so that little blip is what happens before the heart is formed, going from ascended to little man, or after the heart is formed, or the pericardium part of the heart.
From little man being born.
Right. Okay, Carol?
Okay, more notes on chromosome 14. You say when you cut yourself off from source, you activate the chromosome 14. So in this instance, is source something from the hypothalamus?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Hear that, Bob?
Yeah, but don't we say that the source energy seems to describe autonomic systems, that ion speaks from the autonomic system level? Biologically, the speed of the autonomic system, it's already done, you know, that kind of talk. Isn't that what you just approached, Carol, the autonomic system?
Ask Ion.
You ask him.
okay, source being, you say, being from the hypothalamus, then is what's coming from the hypothalamus something to do with the autonomic nervous system?
It will respond.
It'll be the other way around.
The
autonomic systems are the autonomic systems are first, then the hypothalamus, Carol. So
it tells the hypothalamus what to do.
Okay.
Okay, so but I'm thinking
tells
of source
the hypothalamus to respond.
Right. Is the autonomic system made up of neutrinos?
Okay.
But if we're talking about source. Source to me implies, quote, the first thing. So if it's then the source can't necessarily be the hypothalamus. It has to be the autonomic nervous system.
And
right?
Before that is the words.
You didn't say it was. You said it goes through.
I did. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Carol, so the words come before the body.
Yeah.
So the cell speaks, Ion. The cell speaks. Not
always.
The mouse. Mm-hmm. That is a good one, people.
So tell us what we found there, Georgie boy.
Well, you begin with the isness, the arness, and the wasness. The autonomic system is the wasness. The hypothalamus is the arness. The heart is the isness, going from ascended to little man. You like that, Ion?
It's all about the isness and the arnesses.
Yeah, that's the hypothalamus and the heart, Carol. Mm-hmm. The interplay.
Right.
And the pericardium, I guess, is first.
So you can't really say that one is before the other. They're cyclical, correct?
Connected. The angles connect.
They're tactile.
Yeah.
Did you say angles?
The angles connect. Yes.
See, there's the angles. That's when you get to the tactile, interpenetrating, interplay, on-off rapidity.
Mm-hmm.
Could you say that tactility comes in the interplay between the hypothalamus and the pericardium, Ion?
Would.
You would say that.
Interrupting, but you wouldn't.
Not an interface. If you had to, you would say that. So I'm not sure why you're saying it, but I just want to fit in. Okay, so back to chromosome 14, Karen. Where does that fit in? Is chromosome 14 before the word layer? Yes, it's in the cell. Is it the if we think of tactility as this interpenetrating, interplaying, back and forth, like an electron, here and then not here, is that what?
Okay, I have to stop at the top of the hour. Okay. Unmute.
participants are now unmuted.
How's that going, Bert?